Security cameras from around the world are capturing frightening new footage of people collapsing in spasms on the ground in what may be the latest symptoms of exposure to the COVID-19 vaccines. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
One America News has extensively covered the dangers of the experimental chemical injections the government is calling the COVID vaccine. From heart attacks and strokes to paralysis, neuropathy, and explosive increase in cancer, autoimmune diseases, and even sudden death, with young, healthy people in the prime of their lives simply falling down dead. The list of fatal side effects from these injections is truly stupefying. Well, now there are videos emerging of a terrifying new condition that's popping up all over the world. What you're looking at now is footage from security cameras that shows people suffering from the effects of some mysterious attack on their bodies. In every case, it follows the same pattern. The affected person stops what they're doing and looks around as if they hear something, slowly turning their head. Then they start flailing their arms and legs, kicking and thrashing like they're fending off some invisible attacker. This is followed by collapsing on the ground in a convulsion, writhing and twisting in uncontrollable spasms. The incidents of this bizarre and frightening new malady have come out of nowhere, and now it's being captured by CCTVs around the world. Now, to be fair, it's not clear if this vaccine death spiral is linked to the CCP injections. But when you consider the alarming number of other gruesome side effects from this vaccine, it's not hard to believe. As far as we can tell, this has never been witnessed before. And if that's the case, then we have to consider what could be responsible. Now let's think, what's the biggest new variable the world has seen in the last 2 years? Well, if you're not a brain-dead member of the branch COVIDian Fauci cult, then the answer is simple. Nearly 70% of the world has submitted to the COVID injections. That's 5.3 billion people whose bodies are now struggling to adapt and overcome the so-called vaccine's toxic effects.
All right, Thrive Nation, on today's show, what we're going to do here is I'm going to share with you at the end of today's video, kind of a full-length One America presentation on the bizarre side effects that people are having, the horrifying side effects that people are seeing as a result of these COVID-19 shots. There's a new phenomenon called the death spiral, where people will actually look at what appears to be, it appears as though they... These people who are observed on security camera, it appears as though they feel or sense or see or smell or something. They detect the presence of another being, and they look at the other thing that they see, and they begin to fight with it, and then they die. And it is bizarre. Also, you're going to see inside the COVID-19, inside the people who've taken the COVID-19 shots, their blood changes. Their blood changes dramatically, and it's horrific. But before we do that, it is my pleasure to introduce to you my good friend, Amber May. What do you have to say?
Hey, Clay. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be on here today.
Well, I'm prepared to have my mind blown, as you always do. You're one of the best researchers in the biz. Tell me what you got.
Okay, so, you know, God says that he turns everything for the good, right? And so COVID-19 and the COVID-19 shot were horrible on mankind. But because of that, it opened my eyes, because I think you and I have a similar story about the Great Reset and everything. And like, some people knew a lot earlier on than others. And, you know, your wife was one of them that really knew. But then this all happened and it really woke everyone's eyes up. And so that was my story. Like, I started questioning childhood vaccines, and I would go to the pediatrician. I said, hey, I heard that, you know, childhood vaccines cause autism. And he's like, oh, that's been debunked. Well, I'll show you something about how it was not debunked. And it was the CDC that covered up a lot of the things that they were finding. And so COVID-19 really opened my eyes. I'm like, huh, those moms weren't crazy. They weren't woo-woo, as your wife says. And there are injuries that revolve around childhood vaccines. So I want to share with you what I have been discovering along the way. So let me start from current slide. So in 1962, we only had 5 doses of childhood vaccines. And when you and I were around, Clay, we are up to 24 doses, so quite a bit. But our children and our children's children are going to receive 72 doses if you and I don't intervene in some way by the time they're 72 doses by the time they're 18 years old, but half of that they receive at 1 year old. So by half, they're going to receive half their doses by the time they get their first birthday. And as you can see in this chart, autism used to be 1 in 10,000. And now in our day and age, autism is in 1 in 36, and it affects boys more than it affects girls, but it affects African Americans more than it affects white people. It's crazy. And because of you, I never knew of Andy Wakefield, but because of you and your Reawaken tour, I got to learn about Andy Wakefield, and I found his Vax documentary that he did, and I'm going to play a trailer for you.
I can't hear any audio for some reason. I want to hear audio.
You can't hear it. Oh, here, let me do it. Let me see if you can hear it now. Can you hear it now?
Yes.
My phone rings and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called a clinic and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the headbang. Constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, if there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. Then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did, but we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
What do you think about that, Clay?
I just, the idea that our doctors are telling our, you know, if doctors are telling mothers and fathers to put shots in their bodies that are causing irreparable damage at scale makes me nauseous. But again, most people do blindly trust doctors because they're in the white coat. We've been told they're educated, and most doctors blindly follow protocols, just like mainstream media members that I know, they blindly follow teleprompters. It's just the blind leading the blind.
That's true, because I trusted my doctor to tell me the truth. I remember when this was going on, Bill Posey was a congressman out of Florida, and he took this to the floor of Congress, and he was expecting something to happen after the documents he presented, and nothing happened after that. And these, I remember my doctor saying it was debunked. Well, I found evidence that it wasn't debunked here. And on this website, it's from icandecide.org. They have a document that says the CDC finally conceded that it could not find a single study comparing health outcomes between vaccinated and unvaccinated children, and it has not concluded a study of health outcomes in vaccinated versus unvaccinated populations. Clay, you and I hear every day that our shots are safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, yet there's not been one safety study done on children that were vaccinated versus unvaccinated. So there has been no study done to prove that shots are safe nor effective. In fact, developmental and neurological disorders in children went from 12.5% to 54%. I mean, this is crazy. And they're trying to still tell us that it's safe and effective. And then they're still telling us that for the COVID-19, it's safe and effective. Now, also the NIH, which we all love, right? Our Dr. Fauci from the NIH. Oh. The NIH concedes it has no studies assessing the safety injecting aluminum into our bodies. If you go to my website, theammermayshow.com, go to the resource section. Under the resource section, go all the way to the bottom, and you're going to see the childhood vaccine. Click on that link. All this information is on my website.
Now, what's that website again for anybody out there that was taking notes?
TheAmberMayShow.com. Go to the resource tab. Under the resource tab, you're going to find this childhood vaccine, all the information that I have found so far for the childhood vaccine. There's ingredients that I have found so far, just dissecting what is in the shots, and aluminum is in so many shots. And they have not tested the safety of injecting aluminum in your brand new baby. And then on top of that, the aluminum is found in our deodorants, and our deodorants are full of aluminum, and these are causing neurological issues in our body. So if you can avoid getting a deodorant that has aluminum, I encourage you to do so. And I encourage you to really think hard about getting your children vaccinated, because this is causing a lot of issues within children.
So have you been researching childhood vaccines? Because I know you're, again, I'm not just saying this, I'm just throwing this out there. You are one of the most detailed researchers that I know. You really dive deep, which is great. It's also probably a sign that you're, intentional about the way you're living right now. I mean, this isn't research that we want to do. And as you're diving deeper into it, are you finding that the information that you're discovering is scarier and more horrific than you thought it would be? Or is it less?
Oh, yes.
It's more.
Oh, yes. Because I don't know if you remember this growing up, but I definitely remember going to school and learning about history and learning the creation of the FDA and all these regulatory agencies. And we were always taught these regulatory agencies are going to look out for our safety and well-being. COVID comes along and it just opens the doors wide open to show you that the government could care less about your safety. They don't care. Because look at this, babies during the first 6 months of life include over 3,500 milligrams of, or whatever MCG is, I think it's milligrams of aluminum. That's a lot of aluminum. And they're known as neurotoxic substance, which can damage nerve and kill your cells. And they're telling us, all the doctors believe in this because they're taught this from medical school. And then they're taught it that the FDA and the CDC are going to guide them correctly in the best measures of public health. They really, truly believe this. And so then they tell us about this. And then we believe them because we think that the doctors are getting all this research done. But I did have a doctor on my show recently, and he said, if you gave your doctor all this information, I guarantee you he's not going to look at it, because he's seen more patients because the insurance agencies are paying less and less. So he has to see more patients. And by the end of the day, he's extremely tired. His mind is fatigued. And it's just like you and I, most Americans, we have our kids, we have our jobs, we're taking kids back and forth to things, we have church, we have bills to pay, errands to do. By the end of the day, we're tired. We're not going to go look and deep dive into this. It's just because, you know, I've just had this heavy burden that I want to know that I'm doing the right things for my children. And if I'm going to find this out, I have to share it with everybody else. So they're not even looking at the research themselves. They're depending on these government agencies to tell them best medical practices. So this is what I found absolutely incredible. So the FDA, this is the FDA package insert. You're going to find this on my website. If you go to the childhood vaccine page on my website, again, that's the AmberMayShow.com. Go to the research tab, go all the way to the bottom to the childhood vaccine info. You're going to find a link to the FDA package inserts. The thing that you need to know about the package inserts is there is a universal agreement among all the countries that they're going to have the similar, they're going to have the same information that's found in America in the package inserts as they find in anywhere else in the world. Okay, this is an agreement that was made. You scroll down to 13.1, and this is what they tell you. There's been no studies done to see if these vaccines cause cancer, if they change your genes, or if they impair fertility. By the age of six, most kids, if you're going to get diagnosed with cancer, it happens by the age of six. I don't know about you, but I've known two families that had childhood cancers, and one of the children died at the age of six. And it was the worst funeral I've ever been to. And it's stuck with me all these years. And it's very painful because now this family, one of their kids is autistic and the other child is no longer with them. And it's devastating their family. And so our FDA is telling us they don't test for these things. So what the heck are they saying that it's safe and effective when I just showed you there's been no safety tests done to see if how it affects children that have been vaccinated versus not vaccinated, and they don't test to see if it causes cancer, does it change your genes, and does it impair your fertility? And this means a lot to me, Clay, because I am a woman who is an infertility survivor. It took me 8 years. We were married 8 years before we got to have one child. I've had six pregnancies. I've had two children, and those two children, my pregnancies had really bad issues. Like my body was, I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't know if my babies were going to make it. It was my two children are a miracle from heaven. And so if I have fertility issues, I don't want that for my kids. And I don't want that for other families that are going through this. And what makes me so mad is we already know that there are vaccines out there that destroy your fertility. We already know Gardasil. It destroys your fertility. There's a study that was done, and it's like the premature ovarian failure is at a 10 times the rate in females. It's just dropped the female fertility rate. And you can find that in Robert F. Kennedy's book about Fauci. And then Dr. Andy Wakefield, thank God, I'm so glad you found him, Clay, because of you, I found Andy Wakefield, and I know others found him because of your Reawaken America tour. So thank you for having him on your tour. But he has a fertility documentary, and it's on my website. You can go watch it. It's about 30 minutes, and it's about the tetanus vaccine that they gave to African women, and it made all of those women infertile, all of them. Everyone who got that became infertile. They found out that if you mix the HCG, that's the protein that helps women become pregnant, and you put that with the tetanus, it will destroy your fertility. And so it's sickening. And then you and I all know, and it's common knowledge that COVID-19, the jab, it also affects fertility. And I think it affects both men and women with that. So Henry Kissinger, I just did a Google search or a DuckDuckGo search on him. Henry Kissinger, he actually came out with a plan in 1974. And this was the plan that President Ford officially adopted in his presidency, and it was a genocide plan, and it was to reduce fertility with less developed countries. So if you want to say, if people want to say there's no such thing as like a depopulation agenda, I can tell you that's totally wrong. Not only did the Georgia Guidestones show us that, but here's a document right here talking about that, and a president of the United States adopted his plan. What do you think about that?
And if anybody wants to find this stuff again, where can they go if they want to click these links and verify it themselves?
So you go to the AmberMayShow.com, go to the resource tab, and at the very bottom, you'll see my documents for the childhood vaccines. Now, you and I are both pro-lifers. We believe in that. But one thing I found out because of the COVID-19 jab is right here. There's aborted fetal cell tissues in every vaccine vaccines.
Oh, you're taking the room down.
Yeah, I'm serious. So it's disgusting. I didn't know that before. Had I have known this, I would not have injected my kids with it. I would not have you know, gotten the flu shots or whatever. And so that makes me disgusted that that's inside of your vaccines. Now, if you're Jewish or you're Muslim, there's pork products in there, there's monkey products in there, there's all kinds of animal products in these. And so this is on my website too, where you can see how there's all dog cells. I mean, there's all kinds of animal stuff that they put in there.
Oh, well, let me ask you this here. With the limited time we have today, you are going to be presenting at the Reawaken America Tour in mm-hmm. Branson. And I know people are going to be very excited to see your presentation there. What is it that you feel like everybody needs to know right now urgently about these childhood vaccines?
I want everyone to know that there's no safety studies done. And there's a lot of money that's circulating around these. And I get into it in my presentation. I'm actually almost at the end of it right now. I found out that insurance companies pay physicians in $40,000 on up if they get X number percentage of their patients vaccinated. I'm not against doctors getting bonuses. I'm not against doctors getting good pay for what they do. But the way they are formulating this, the way they're paying out doctors, it could just breed bad medicine. Because
so a doctor is incentivized to give a mm-hmm. patient a vaccine and they make money to do so. And if they don't yep. vaccinate a child, then they make significantly less money. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. And so the way the system's set up, it's just bred for propagating bad medicine. I'm a real person. You're a real person. If someone weighed $40,000 in front of me, it would be hard for me to do the right thing. I mean, you know, you want to do the right thing, but there's always that temptation. And maybe they really do believe in it. And so but you do know that some doctors, they will, if you don't want to get vaccinated, they'll kick you out of their practice. And I think they do that because it lowers the percentage. They have to have 63% to get that $40,000 bonus. So 63% have to have their vaccinations. Otherwise, these doctors don't get paid. And right here, and just one vaccine, and these are shots before the baby's even 2 years old. Just one time, they get like here's three shots here. Here's four shots, just in one going. You got your pneumococcal pneumonia one, and then their DTP shot right there. That's four shots. Like, that's a lot of shots, and you don't even think about it. And Dr. Artis came on my show, and he said, "Why do we even have a tetanus vaccine hepatitis vaccine for our children?" I'm like, "You're right. Why do we? The only way you can get hepatitis is through sex or bad needles. So if your baby is not going to be doing drugs and not going to have promiscuous sex, then why the heck are we giving them the hepatitis B vaccine? It just doesn't make any sense." So also, Dr. Fauci was going to make a lot of money for the COVID-19. This information has come from the Robert F. Kennedy book. Dr. Fauci has invested $6 billion in taxpayer money. And out of that, he was, and his cohorts, the people that were going to get the Moderna vaccine, they were going to get $150,000 a year. Wow. For all the people that were going to take the shot. That's a lot of money. And so why is our regulatory agencies able to patent anything and then get paid for it? Because that the whole money corrupts people. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not the root of all evil, but the love of money is. And so how can my regulatory agency really think of me, my best interest, when $150,000 is right in front of their face?
Well, I'll say this, folks, if you want to see the research, and Amber does such a great job with researching, citing her sources, putting verifiable links, I encourage you, if you want to see that, go to theambermayshow.com, theambermayshow.com. Along this Reawaken America tour, we've met a lot of great people, and she is one of them. So if you want to meet her in person, she'll be one of the featured presenters at the Reawaken America tour in Branson, Missouri. So get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And now, folks, I'm going to share with you a very disturbing video. This is a highlight video of the lowlights of the side effects of those who've taken the COVID-19 shots, produced by One America News. And so get ready for that. Amber May, thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you, Clay.
Bye-bye.
Security cameras from around the world are capturing frightening new footage of people collapsing in spasms on the ground in what may be the latest symptoms of exposure to the COVID-19 vaccines. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
One America News has extensively covered the dangers of the experimental chemical injections the government is calling the COVID vaccine. From heart attacks and strokes to paralysis, neuropathy, and explosive increase in cancer, autoimmune diseases, and even sudden death, with young, healthy people in the prime of their lives simply falling down dead. The list of fatal side effects from these injections is truly stupefying. Well, now there are videos emerging of a terrifying new condition that's popping up all over the world. What you're looking at now is footage from security cameras that shows people suffering from the effects of some mysterious attack on their bodies. In every case, it follows the same pattern. The affected person stops what they're doing and looks around as if they hear something, slowly turning their head. Then they start flailing their arms and legs, kicking and thrashing like they're fending off some invisible attacker. This is followed by collapsing on the ground in a convulsion, writhing and twisting in uncontrollable spasms. The incidents of this bizarre and frightening new malady have come out of nowhere, and now it's being captured by CCTVs around the world. Now, to be fair, it's not clear if this vaccine death spiral is linked to the CCP injections, but when you consider the alarming number of other gruesome side effects from this vaccine, it's not hard to believe. As far as we can tell, this has never been witnessed before. And if that's the case, then we have to consider what could be responsible. Now let's think. What's the biggest new variable the world has seen in the last 2 years? Well, if you're not a brain-dead member of the branch COVIDian Fauci cult, then the answer is simple. Nearly 70% of the world has submitted to the COVID injections. That's 5.3 billion people whose bodies are now struggling to adapt and overcome the so-called vaccine's toxic effects. And now we're seeing the results firsthand. Peer-reviewed studies show a staggering 94% of COVID injection recipients have abnormal blood, blood that no longer functions normally. This is a picture of what normal, unvaccinated blood looks like at 40 times magnification and was taken by doctors in Italy studying the blood of patients injected with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Now here, we have the same patient just 1 month after getting the Pfizer injection. You can clearly see the blood has been drastically altered, with researchers saying the vast majority of patients they studied suffered severe blood cell deformation after taking the vaccine. The researchers say metallic objects that resembled graphene oxide and other compounds, like you see here, were discovered floating in the blood. The scientists said they found extraordinarily anomalous substances in the blood, which began forming gigantic foreign structures. The researchers concluded by saying these results have never been observed before in any vaccines, ever, and that Pfizer and Moderna need to come clean about exactly what they're putting in the vaccines. They added that the substances in the vaccines are incompatible with normal blood flow. Those gigantic foreign structures seen under the microscope are wreaking havoc on the human body. And now coroners and embalmers around the country are discovering horrifying clots inside people's bodies. What you're looking at are the mysterious clots that are suddenly appearing in vaccinated people who later died. And medical experts say this is totally new. They've never seen anything like it until last year. Lab tests show the clots are made from something other than human blood. And embalmers say they're showing up in otherwise healthy people who suddenly died from heart attacks or strokes. And when they were examined, their veins and arteries were completely clogged with these strange rubbery fibers that can be several feet long. Even the young and healthy can be affected, like a teenage athlete in Ohio who suffered from a sudden pain in his legs and back and was rushed to the emergency room where doctors removed a mysterious 6-foot-long clot from his legs. After finding these massive clots, it's not surprising the FDA is withholding autopsy results from people who died after getting the Fauci vaccines. That's right. The FDA is actually refusing to release autopsy results of victims who received the experimental COVID vaccine. They don't want anyone seeing just how grisly the results are. Considering this is the crap that's floating around in the blood of everyone who got the Fauci injection, it's no surprise that life expectancy in the U.S. is plummeting at the fastest rate in history. In fact, from 2020 to 2021, life expectancy in the U.S. fell by nearly 3 years, meaning that people are dying prematurely at 35 times the rate they were before the vaccines were introduced. But these mystery deaths all have one thing in common, one common denominator. Every one of them received the new experimental vaccine. At some point, those responsible must be held accountable. The pharmaceutical giants who made these drugs, the media who pushed their propaganda, and the elected officials in Washington who made it illegal to refuse them. Until then, we, the people who trusted those officials, can only look on in horror and disbelief at the carnage being inflicted by the murderers we thought would save us. For One America News.
Well, we've already shown it, and the Moderna vaccine is actually the best of the vaccines we've had. And it literally took 2 days to create. And we'll get to the point where we can test it out also quickly.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Pfizer, given at physiological concentrations in a hepatoma cell line, that Pfizer is actually taken up, the lipid nanoparticles are taken up in cells, and then the RNA is copied by a human reverse transcriptase called line 1, and then the DNA mirror image of the Pfizer product is taken into human chromatin, and is taken into the nucleus. It's exceedingly likely that this is entirely installed into the human genome. Now, many labs are racing right now to confirm this, but this is extremely disturbing. We should never take genetic products on a mass scale that change the human genome or have the possibility to change the human genome. It should never be done.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes, see, this is an alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden, now there'll be many more to confirm it. And the steps are to A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism agenda. And the
explain the, for anybody who doesn't know, transhumanism, explain it, break it down.
So transhumanism is the belief, is the technology suite, I think is the best way to put it, mm-hmm. around the idea of both mechanical and biological modification of humans for improved longevity and performance, I think, in general. And could be improved cognition also. So
doesn't this strike anyone as maybe territory we shouldn't go into?
So that's the fascinating thing about this government report from Germany and the UK. That, like I said, we covered in our Substack. It's readily available. It's in circulation. And they say, basically, we have to do it because the other guy's doing it.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example, it's you who exactly. are changed. Yeah. And of yeah. course, this has a big impact on yeah. your identity.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing, after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA. A lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see it is other vaccines other than COVID. A flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with mRNA, other vaccines with mRNA.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste, because a crisis is an opportunity to also do good reforms that in normal times people will never agree to. But in a crisis, you see we have no chance. So let's do it. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
So this story really starts with DNA. You probably know that DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function, gives organisms the ability to develop. Imagine that we had a tool whereby we could actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do. We were able to engineer this as a two-component system, a single protein and a single RNA, that provides scientists with the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites that are directed by this piece of RNA.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them. And everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation. And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Mannheim, Pennsylvania on October 21st and 22nd. Again, we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Mannheim, Pennsylvania on October 21st and 22nd. And then on November 4th and 5th, we are taking the Reawaken America tour to Branson, Missouri for the final Reawaken America stop of 2022. Come join Simone Gold, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Pastor Greg Locke, Stella Emanuel, Eric Trump, Dr. David Martin, Kash Patel, Owen Schroyer, and many other great American patriots. On the Reawaken America tour thus far, we've featured Charlie Kirk, Sean Foyt, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Chad Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Seth Hullhouse, Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Roger Stone, Pastor Mark Burns, Mike Adams, Sidney Powell, Scott McKay, Joey Gilbert, the Prophet Amanda Grace, the Prophet Julie Green, Del Bigtree, Team America, and countless names that you know. Come join us on the Reawaken America tour. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
Remember this one? Well, actually,
yeah,
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.
All right, Angelina, how old are you?
13.
Joey, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Joey, what's your relationship to me?
So I go to school with your daughter, and
okay.
I work for you.
And who's this person?
This is your daughter.
That's right. Okay. And we have MyPillow products in our home. Thanks to Mike Lindell. And what we're doing today, guys, is we are joined here in the studio because I want to encourage everybody that it is starting right now, Mike Lindell Appreciation Month today on. And so what I encourage everyone to do now is I want you to go to MyPillow.com. People ask me all the time, they say, how can I support the tour? How can I help the Reawaken America tour? You go to MyPillow.com. Let me show you real quick here. You go to MyPillow.com. And I'm going to do it right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Pull up the website. Feel in the flow. Working it, logging onto my account, clicking it. Okay, so mypillow.com. And Joey, do you own any MyPillow? You know, mypillow.com/clay. So mypillow.com/clay. That'll get you a discount off of everything right there. Again, mypillow.com/clay. Joey, do you own any MyPillow products?
I do not.
Okay, well, that means that you need to get started. You need to go up there to mypillow.com/clay. And if you buy anything at all on mypillow.com, it helps support the Reawaken America tour. Angelina, do you have any MyPillow products?
Yeah, I have slippers, and then I have a couple pillows.
You got slippers, you got pillows?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I don't have any other stuff.
Do we have cat beds?
Mom, do they sell this?
Yeah, they sell cat beds. They sell mattresses.
We do have cat beds.
And listen, have you purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
That's the problem. You guys got to get out there. So you just go to mypillow.com/clay. You can support the Reawaken America tour. And I want people to know this. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you can download my newest book. Can you grab that there, Angelina? It's my newest book. It's called The Great Reset. Versus it's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. You can download this book 100% free today at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can watch the documentary, which you're in. You can download the documentary for free tonight by going to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the watch the Reawaken America documentary. You can watch it there. And again, Joey, I hate to call you out, but have you bought your Christmas presents yet?
I have not.
It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. How have you not possibly purchased your Christmas presents yet?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's make sure we're learning at home here. If we want to support Mike Lindell, the Reawaken America tour, and for the fight against election fraud, Joey, where do we go?
mypillow.com/clay.
Yeah, /clay, and then we get a discount. And Angelina, have you got your Christmas presents yet?
No, I don't have any money.
Don't let that get in the way, okay? What we got to do is we got to go to mypillow.com. /clay. That's where you can buy your MyPillow products. Have you seriously not purchased your Christmas present yet?
No.
Joey, have you not got started yet?
I have not.
What are you guys doing? It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month here. So go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one way to support the Reawaken America Tour. Also, you can download the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. And you can download my new book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. All this is available at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can support Mike Lindell Appreciation Month by going to mypillow.com/clay. And what better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying your friend or family a cat bed or a moccasins or a mattress? Or do you own any other MyPillow products?
I just have slippers and then the pillows, and then I don't know if the cat beds are from there or not.
You just grab the slippers? I'll be starting my Christmas shopping today. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month starting today. Also, folks, people always ask me, they say, how's that lawsuit going with Dominion? Well, what happened is the former head of security for Dominion Strategies, Eric Coomer, he decided to, by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can check this out. But the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, he has decided to sue the Reawaken America Tour because he claims that we have defamed him. And so by sharing the truth about election fraud. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer that ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. So and he lied to police who were wearing a body cam, and they captured it all on video, which I'm going to show to you in just a moment. So again, folks, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, our lawsuit against Eric Coomer, as we defend ourselves against the defamation lawsuit of Eric Coomer, just go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one great way you can help out. I really do appreciate all the help out there, folks. Thanks again.
Wow.
When the bed and breakfasts from Street Inn or something like that, and took off on foot. I'm gonna have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
And you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Yeah. So, walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down... I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay. I'm going to come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So you didn't hit a building?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying a guy in blue plaid got out of the truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it 2 blocks up on the street there? Okay.
Red, so at this point,
4x4 pickup truck.
We're at Fort Hill Road. This officer can take you to jail. Boy,
can't God, under charge Charles,
felony misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts speed, your ticket for the crash. And we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So.
Like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around. Put your back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam and he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other Patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to MyPillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So, you know, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000 video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000%. In the last 12 months, we've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick organization to grow dramatically. The Green Lion Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see, I mean, literally, I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise for anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer. We do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to do to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right.
They can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself. And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, 1700 per month to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. And that includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business. But then we actually help you implement those proven systems. My partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at thrivetimeshow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at thrivetimeshow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America Tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program, so I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to thrivetimeshow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan. All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. He's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? Then you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You click on this little menu over here, and you click on Shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom. You get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book, you can get Fear Unmasked, you can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is, after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets through it, right, Angela? And we fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. So then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. And then where do you go to mail these things?
I go to UPS.
She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx, we're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign it here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things that are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you. Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book, but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawaken America gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together. Let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. And we'll just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's, you know, there's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. Treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody who's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view.
And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise.
Don't wait.